makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans had a long flight home Sunday from Tennessee and an even longer Monday morning reviewing game film from their 31-12 loss, which Gary Kubiak said what he saw was a lot of missed opportunities by the offense. As for the quarterback controversy, there is none. Matt Schaub will be the starter. But first, Texans fans, please know that the team's 2008 schedule has changed because of Hurricane Ike. The Texans now will play the Ravens on November 9th. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com.
I-72!
Matt Schaub certainly struggled against the Titans. He threw three interceptions and fumbled the ball twice. But Kubiak said the quarterback can't be blamed for the offensive struggles.
Well, I thought he made some tremendous plays. Early in the game, I thought we should have actually been up at halftime had we made some of the plays that, or come up with some of the throws that he had made, some of the plays. So he had his mistakes, but he also did some good things that would have given us a chance to be in position to win the football game.
Schaub will continue to be the starter. In fact, Kubiak thought the quarterback could have put up 28 points in the first half. The entire offense had played better.
First off, to get six trips down there, that's a good thing. You'd like to get down there that much, but we weren't very effective. We didn't execute very well in the first half. We left 28 points out there in the first half, not finishing off drives. And then in the second half, we gave them the ball back, I want to say, on the 10, 11, and the 1, if I'm correct. So that's three times you're ineffective down there. But when you don't come away with points, I mean, it's tough to win in this league.
The only offensive player to earn praise from the coach on Monday was running back Steve Slayton, who rushed for 116 yards, including a 50-yard run.
First off, he got better as the game went on. The one big play made early in the game was really a single effort. I mean, we didn't block the play very good and came out of the pile and took off and had a great effort at the end of the play, too, to get some more yardage tacked on for the penalty. But played well in the pass game, picked up some blitzes. One time he had to step up, pick up Haynesworth on a gap call and just, very, very impressive. Very few mistakes. I think one or two mistakes. But just loved his effort. Loved the last play of the game. Liked what he stands for, playing really hard.
Kubiak also liked the way the defense made adjustments in the second half. And Mario Williams lined up at linebacker. And the Texans got creative with their packages. They even called a spinner package, and sometimes Mario dropped into coverage to keep the Titans guessing.
Well, I mean, he can't be, anytime you have a zone dog package or you have a package for players, you can't be 100% consistent just doing it one way. So, I mean, you got to show sometimes that you'll be able to do things more than one way. So if he was always your rusher and Anthony was always your dropper or something, you get very predictable as a defense. So I think it actually helped us in the second half, as we went through the second half, be more unpredictable.
Kubiak also evaluated his play calling. He said he'd wished he'd run the ball more in the second half, and maybe he wouldn't have gone for it as much on fourth downs. But he liked that the team was aggressive in those situations.
Yeah, I'd do it again. I mean, we're down 24-12. So we're down by 12, and we're on the road. We're going to have to score some points to win. If you'd have told me I was going to be back down in the red zone four times, maybe I'd make a different decision. But, we're going to try to score points, try to win the football game. We had fourth and four. If we don't make it, we got them backed up. Our defense hasn't backed up. They've been playing good. We've been struggling, snapping the ball and field goals throughout the day. So a lot of things goes into that decision. I'd be aggressive again.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.